Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and happy Thursday to you. I am your hostess, Miss B. Hazen. I hope everyone's doing all right tonight. How are you? How's your week going? My week is going smooth. I'm just ready for the weekend. I know you are. So I just want to thank you. Thank you for checking in with me and listening in once again to Unleash with Miss B. Hazen. I don't know if you tuned in last week, but, you know, we had just a little quickie. I decided to do a quickie. You know, every now and then I wanted to just do something short and sweet, you know, just to keep you involved, keep you interested, and, you know, just kind of enlighten you on a few things. So last week's topic, we talked about candles, right? The use of candles and what you can do to make it sexy but safe with your partner. And we discussed the types of candles to use and all that type of stuff, right? So I wanted to do something similar today, tonight, in regards to keeping it short and sweet. But we're going to talk about restraint, playful restraints, the tips and techniques to that. So for those of you who are not too familiar with that, in a nutshell, we are talking about bondage. So we are going to talk about bondage. We are going to talk about how to restrain our partner, what techniques, what tips that we can use to keep it sexy yet safe at the same time. So I hope you have your glass. I have my glass. I'm actually in my second glass Drinking my favorite wine. I'm drinking a glass of Riesling, and I'm feeling quite nice. I'm feeling pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. So what are you drinking tonight? Whatever you have in front of you, indulge and enjoy it. It's been a long week, so you deserve it. So cheers to you. Cheers to you. So before I get started on tonight's topic, I just wanted to give you some information about what I got going on. I've been a little busy bee. I've been a little busy bee lately, and keeping afloat here. And I'm really excited about it too. I'm really excited. So what I got going on, I have my show. My show is coming up. Foreplay Poetry. Mm-hmm. So that's the erotic poetry night. Just strictly the poets. It's all about the poets. Unleash Your Inhibitions. That's the bigger show where we have the models and the dancers and all types of things happening in between. But I wanted to specifically focus on the erotic poetry. Just the poets. The poets and the mic and you. So September 30th, Foreplay Poetry here in Chicago. And the tickets are on sale now. It's on Eventbrite. So just go to Foreplay Poetry, look it up in Chicago, September 30th. And it's going to be held at the venue. The venue is called 8458. So 80, the word 80, the number 4, then the word 50, and then the number 8. Yes. So 8458 is the name of the venue. The address is 8458 South Green Street in Chicago. And show starts at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30. And tickets are on sale now. Tickets are $20 online, $25 at the door. We are offering a VIP package. So if you are interested in the VIP package, please take advantage of it. It's only available online. So when you purchase your ticket for the VIP, that's where you'll find it in the Eventbrite link. And what does this VIP package consist of? Well, you have reserved seating because a lot of our shows, seats are just very limited. So we end up having a standing room. That could be a good problem or a bad problem, but we welcome everyone. But folks have a tendency of coming early to get their seats, so they have a nice seat in the house. If you want to reserve your seat, you can do that with that reserved seating or the VIP package. Reserved seating, it also includes a gift bag with a massage or a CD by our hot DJ, DJ G-Wiz, and Unleashed Journal. So because it's all about poetry, and we are some sexy intellectuals, we like to share that pleasure with you through writing. So if you are a writer, then that's part of the gift bag. You will get a nice, nice journal from us to you so you can write out your thoughts and your sexy fantasies and desires and all things naughty. And, hey, you never know. Your writing can incite some things and you can possibly share them with us at the Unleashed Show in November. So, you know, let's encourage the creativity and let's encourage you to unleash. But meantime, we are going to focus on the foreplay because, as we all know, foreplay is important when it comes to intimacy. If you don't do the foreplay and just jump right into the do, yeah, you're cheating yourself and you might as well just end it. So, that's how I feel about that, and that's that. So, like I said, hey, check me out on Unleash Your Inhibitions Facebook page to get more details because you know I'm blasting it all over social media, you guys. You know how I do. I love me some click and paste and post and performance stuff. So, please, 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 please do that. Check in, click in. In the meantime, you can also check in right now with me to help me discuss this wonderful topic of restraint, playful restraints. For those of you who have questions about it, or you have some thoughts on it, or you have some tips that you would like to share in addition to what I bring to the table, please do so. Don't be selfish. You can call in at area code 657-383-0398. Again, that number is 657-383-0398. So like I said, tonight we're doing a quickie, y'all. We are doing a quickie. And but this time, you know, I'm going to take my time with you a little bit so you can, you know, take it all in. You feeling all right, though? You feeling all right? I'm feeling quite good. Thanks for asking. So I'm going to read something to you and hope you like this. It's entitled Sex Kisses. Walking outside with a wide smile on my brown face, I could still taste him on my lips. When he made me gyrate my hips, I tripped, daydreaming about his semen that my mind twisted, like the bed sheets from last night's playdate. I hate that I had to depart from my man who deceived my heart just to miss him and all of his kisses. I chose to dismiss the drama that surrounds the both of us so the two of us can focus on what's more important, us. Taking a stroll with the brisk autumn's breath on my neck, I checked the time to unwind with a cigarette and a glass of wine, just to reminisce on my man's seeming kisses, which lingers upon both sets of lips. I switched my hip to the left side and stopped and smiled. Short and sweet, that is entitled Sex Kisses, written by yours truly, Ms. Behaving. So, and that's that piece, very short and sweet, just some random thoughts and, you know, things that just kind of crossed my mind and wanted to write about it. Wrote a poem about it, here it goes, so that's what I did. So, are you guys ready to talk about some playful restraints? I hope you are. I hope you are. Okay, so first off, what is playful restraint? Well, we all know that playful restraint is bondage, right? It can be soft, a soft restraint, or a little bit harder, more on the edge. But restraint, it's just that you are restricting your lover's freedom. So whether you're tying them up using a rope or using some type of tape, plastic wrap, that's restraining your partner. This can be such an erotic tease. It's very high intensity. And this can be done either way. It can be a female tying up a man or a man tying up a woman. So it's that trust factor, right? So we also want to talk about having some safety tips in there. We always talk about safety, always. So being safe is sexy. So don't think you're being too cool by just bypassing the safety of your partner or yourself. So make sure you create this space, a safe space for you and your partner, so your lover know that, okay, he got me or she got me, and, you know, not that she's not or he's not going to have anything happen to me. So just knowing that you two have the line of communication open, that you will have, you know, a good night or a good afternoon. So think about, you know, having that line of communication and what is their comfort level. Now, there are some what they call no-bind zones. So no-bind zones basically means there are certain areas on the body that you cannot lay your rope across or a knot. You cannot bind too tightly in certain areas. If you do so, you can cause some injury. So that's not sexy. So you want to learn about your partner's body. Just because if you have experienced tying someone up in the past and now you have a different partner, it does not mean that you treat that partner's body the same way. Each person is different. Each person has a different level of tolerance. So don't think just because you were really comfortable and really good at this one session with someone else that it's going to be the same. Or it's going to be the same for your other partner or a different partner. So just keep that in mind. You can't just do it and not think, okay, let me just do what I need to do. Check in with them. So you're exploring their body and you're taking care of them. Let them know that they are in good hands. So have that discussion. What's good pain? What's bad pain? All right? So if you're having, you know, this discussion with your partner and they're asking you, you know, is this a good pain? Good pain basically means, ooh, but keep going, you know? But bad pain, like, ooh, shit. You know, then stop. Stop. Undo it. Untie it. Do not continue. So think about what they can take, what levels of pain and pleasure that they can take. One of the important things about restraint, you do not want to leave your partner unattended. Do not think that's cute. Do not scare them. Do not tie them up and then be like, I'll be right back. And then you go on the other. That doesn't make my panties wet at all. If my partner tied me up in a position that I know I can't get out of and he leaves the room talking about he'll be right back or just walk away, then panic sets in and I'm going to scream, and you don't want that. So it would not be a scream of pleasure. It would be a scream of somebody call the police because this motherfucker is crazy. It would be that type of scream. All right? So make sure that you do not leave them unattended. This is inconsiderate, so don't do that. The session should not be unattended, unmonitored, you know. Now, of course, there may be an instance where, you know, I'm tied up. Let's say if he ties me up and he forgets something in the next room. If I'm in the bedroom tied up and he needs to go to the bathroom to get the oil or wash his hands, or get, you know, whatever, tissue for whatever reason. Okay, tell me, you know, tell me, communicate that to me. Just say, I'm going into the bathroom to get this. I'll be right back. At least I know where you're going and I'm not just left hanging there. Make sure you do have your safety kit nearby. What's a safety kit? Excuse me. Your safety kit consists of making sure you can get your partner out of the restraint quickly for whatever reason. So if you have them tied up in rope or string, I mean, not string, it hurts, but some type of rope or saran wrap or some type of material, that cloth that's tied up and is now it's in a knot, you can't get out of it. Or you can't get them out of it, get those scissors and cut them out. I don't care if your 50 Shades of Grey tie will get damaged, but if there is an emergency and you need to loosen them up, then you need to cut them out. Cut it. Get those scissors out and cut it. All right? So always over-prepare. If you are restraining them with some type of restraint with keys, make sure there are extra set of keys nearby. Okay? If you use any type of metal items, extra set of keys are very, very important. Depending on, you know, the material you use, you may need bolt cutters if you're having some type of metal restraint on your partner, okay? You also want to use oil. I like coconut oil. I think it's very good on the skin. I use it all the time. I use it all over my body, actually. I even use it in my hair. So coconut oil is a good one. Coconut oil, it can be used on your partner's wrist or their ankles. Very useful to slide cuffs off in case of any type of emergency. Okay. Any type of medicine, have that nearby. If your partner has asthma or taking some type of pills that you know they're going to need it, make sure you know what, if they have blood pressure issues, is there any nerve damage that they have, do they have any type of breathing issues that you should know about. These are things you need to know. They're very important, you know, and it doesn't turn off the relationship, but it brings you two closer because you're investing into that person's well-being, okay? So be sure to ask those questions, and whoever is being restrained, make sure you share that. Like, okay, if this happens, you know, this is in my purse or this is in my bag. I need that. What you want to do is always watch your partner. So if you're restraining your partner, watch for their eyes, watch their ears, look at them, feel them, look at them. Make sure that they're not cold, they're not turning blue or even purple, okay? If they have any type of numbness or any type of tingling sensation anywhere that where they are restrained, then remove the restraint. That's very important. So don't play with that. Don't play with that at all. That's not cool at all. I suggest that if you are trying something out for the first time, make sure you learn it. Don't wait until, you know, that very moment. Learn your stuff. If you have a new toy and you want to use it on your partner, learn it first. Read the instructions. If it comes with instructions, don't be so prideful and stubborn. Read the instructions, please. You want to make sure that you whatever you own, learn it. whatever you learn, then you can use it. But if you have not read up on it, do not get that thing away from me. That's all, please, or we will fall out. That's how I feel about that. There are certain type of playful restraints. There are certain type of playful restraints that you can use just to, you know, make things interesting. So are you ready? I hope you have a pen and paper if you want to take down a little shoe list. A list that, you know, you're coming up on the weekend. So you want to make sure that you have your supplies ready. So being playful, it comes in so many different forms, right? So you can invest in getting some leather cuffs, silk ties, or sashes. And, I mean, you can go to a thrift store and get a tie and be done with it. Okay. Of course, rope. That's a popular one. And you can use, you know, metal type cuffs as well, or Velcro material. Now, you can bind them to certain things as well. Instead of just having them just laying in the middle of the bed, restrained, you can use furniture. So you can bind your partner to the furniture, or you can do suspension play. That's fun, right? So have your partner in the air. So if you have any type of you can do the rope or material where you can tie or loop a knot to a beam or a bar, have them in the air. You can do that. You can use spreader bars. So you can look that up online and see what the cost and all that stuff. I'm not here to promote certain products, but I will tell you share some ideas. So you can do that. For those of you who are not really into trying to use any type of items, what else can you do to restrain, have a playful restraint? Old-fashioned wrestling. Yes, those always work. Erotic wrestling always works to get it. So you can use that as a tactic. Erotic wrestling I find very sexy. I'm a small woman, but I swear when I'm wrestling, I swear I am like Hulk Hogan or somebody. I feel like I'm so strong. Well, my intention is to the winner. It don't seem to work out that way most of the time. You know, I end up being pinned down somehow. But that's okay. I am not a sore loser. Another way is holding legs down, holding hands down, the full body pinning, all this stuff. That just comes with the territory without using any type of items. You know, you can do this free. It does not cost a damn thing. Okay? So that's something that you can do. Now, if you're going to go into restraining your partner, I must include that it's best to use safe words. You need to use safe words. I think that's very important. This also goes in the lines of communication. Can't just not deal with someone and you don't have that line of communication, especially if you're being gagged. If you have a scarf, if your mouth is shut, how are you supposed to express your safe words? Then there has to be some type of body language then, right? So whether it's you winking or blinking your eyes to say, okay, stop, then communicate that before you get gagged, okay? So some safe words can be some reasons that you may need to use a safe word is because you need to just stop the session, stop it for whatever reason. Or you hit a hard limit with your lover and they need to be removed from that and do that. If the pain is just too intense, that's another reason to have a safe word. If they're feeling some type of numbness or some type of pain in their arms or legs, pull back, use a safe word. If you're having trouble breathing, pull back, use your safe word. You need to stop checking with your lover. Do a check-in. Make sure they're all right. If they're feeling lightheaded, if they feel faint, safe word, pull back. Okay? Or you're just like straight up tired, from whatever, then safe word, just pull back. What are your safe words? Examples that you can use, you can go by color. You can color code your safe words. So So, and you're saying, you know, just like with a stoplight, you know, red, yellow, green, you can use that yellow, you know, pause, okay, check in for me. If you're going green, then okay, go, but maybe mean go slow, you know, or go lighter. Red, stop altogether. Just stop the scene immediately. So, you know, just whatever the whatever you decide to do, make sure you do it with that in mind, that there should be some safe words, and of course a safety kit. Okay. Let's talk about safety kits. What's in a safety kit? Well, safety kits can consist of a variety of things, of course. We can always say that we need condoms and any other safer sex items in there. So if you are in a relationship and you don't use condoms, it's still good to have them around. If you're using toys, you want to make sure that you have any type of cleaning items for your toys, so that way you're not spreading bacteria, you know. So that, you know, that can be something that you want to keep in mind. What else in the safety kit? Well, we discussed scissors, right? What else? Oh, coconut oil, we discussed that. What else? Basic first aid supplies, what I'm thinking. If you have a slight scratch, you know, a cut for whatever reason, or, you know, just some type of bruising, then, you know, alcohol, bandages, those type of supplies are good to have. You never know. I mean, I can be involved with someone and I have long nails, and they may tie me up by my wrist, but then I move or jerk my body a certain way and I accidentally scratch myself, and my nails are long. So, you know, I can do some damage to myself. I don't need anyone to hurt me. I hurt myself. So you can do that. I would also suggest that you have water available. Make sure you have some water available, just to make sure that, you know, they stay hydrated. Because sometimes you get into that deep, deep session with someone and they need to stay hydrated. Now, I've been told that coconut water is excellent for maintaining hydration and electrolyte balance. So that's something that you can keep in mind when you're in a session, having coconut water or having some spring water or something nearby. All right. Of course, you can have a towel, cold towel, if they need a cold, damp towel to wipe their forehead if they're really hot, things like that. In between sessions, well, while you're doing some, you know, some good, you know, playtime, you know, in your session, you get tired, you get hungry. So, snacks. If your session is going to go longer than 10 minutes, then I would suggest that you have some snacks available. Why? Because of your blood sugar. You want to make sure that you are getting the proper energy levels into your body. You want to make sure that you have some nuts or even chocolate. You know, having some chocolate-covered nuts or something. And I'm saying chocolate-covered nuts because it's my favorite. But light snacks, that can add to your sensory experience as well. So not only are you getting fed, but you're also having the taste sensory. So think about that. Avoid some vulnerable areas. So any tender areas that your partner may have due to an injury, or they're not comfortable with that, stay away from that. Don't trigger that, okay? And as always, check in with them. Check in with them. And I keep saying that because sometimes, you know, you get caught up in the moment and you don't remember that, you know, you just stripped someone from their freedom. It's almost like a psychological thing. You just stripped them from whatever they were used to. So make sure you go back into being sensitive to that and reassuring your partner, I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm not trying to hurt you. I hope you continue to trust me, you know. I appreciate you trusting me, and I will do anything I can to make you comfortable. So whether you verbalize that or show it, either way, they need to know that you're not hurting them and abandoning them. So it goes back to do not leave them unattended, because a lot of things could happen within a short period of time. If you have them restrained, then you want to make sure you are there. And a big no-no, do not tie them around their neck. Do not. It's just too much. Too many things that can go totally wrong with that. And I personally would not mix drugs and alcohol when it comes to restraining. If you go into bondage play, do not mix drugs and alcohol. No. Now, if you're a type that, you know, like me, like to have a sip of sip of wine, okay, but don't get drunk. Have a taste, but do not get drunk. No means necessary. By no means necessary. Do not get drunk. Do not pop any pills. Do not smoke anything. Stay in your right mind, because that person is under your care. All right? So whoever's doing the time, stay in your right mind. And the person who is being restrained, you as well, because your senses are released. They are not with you because you are tied. All right? So those are my quickies, right? My tips to being restrained in a playful manner. And that's that piece. So I hope that gives you a little information as far as what you can, cannot do, and will not do. And if you have any type of suggestions, input as far as in relation to this topic, then feel free to send me a message, and we can talk about it, because I'm always up for learning. We're all about educating and entertaining and enlightening each other and loving on each other, and that's what I want to keep on doing. So just a quick reminder, as I mentioned earlier, September 30th, Four Play Poetry Show. The theme is called Erotic City. Yes, we are inspired by the legend, Prince Rogers Nelson. So we are bringing it back to Four Play Poetry, and we're bringing in some Chicago poets to heat up the stage, rock the mic, and hopefully I can get you guys to check in and join us. And in the next couple of weeks, you will be hearing from some of the poets who are performing in the show. So continue to stay tuned to that as well. September 30th at 8 p.m. show, Four Play Poetry. Address is 8458 South Green Street in Chicago, Illinois. And you can find the link on Unleash Your Inhibitions Facebook page. And you can also find the ticket link on Eventbrite under Four Play Poetry, Erotic City. All right? So get your tickets now, because seats are limited and we tend to fill up the room but we welcome everyone. So when you come sexy, ladies, you can wear your heels. Gentlemen, you can come and just dap it out. And we're going to have a good time. We are going to have a good time. I guarantee you. I promise you that. So until next time, I will hear from you very soon. And I will check in next Thursday at 8 p.m. as we continue talking about some sexy things and some erotica and some good reading for you. All right? Continue loving on each other. And I will talk to you soon. Peace.
Now I want you to come.